Okay, today we begin the last parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are up to Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Today's Daf is Daf Samach Beis. So Mishnah says Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Hasochres Apol Lasos Imo B'Yai Nesach. We're going to be continuing Yai Nesach Sugyas in the last parak of Abbasu. Someone hires a worker to work with him with Yai Nesach to help him out, schlepping Yai Nesach, doing any sort of emptying the wine from one kli to another kli to do any sort of work with Yai Nesach. So Scharo Asr, the wages that he gets paid for helping out with the Yai Nesach is Asr. If you look at Rashi, Ovid Kulcham Shesachar Sisrael Lasos Imo Malacha, a guy hires a Jew to do Malacha with him, be Yai Nesach, with Yai Nesach, La Riko Mikli El Kli, to empty it from one Kli to another, O La Havir Chavis Makom Lamakom, or to transport barrels from one place to another, O Be Yai Nesach Mamish Ka'amar. Now, the terms relating to Yayin are not always the same. Over here, when we say Yai Nesach, we're not referring to Stam Yai. We're not talking about wine that we don't know exactly what was done with it. It just happens to be in the hands of a non-Jew. Over here, we're talking about Yayin Nesach Mamish. It was literally Nisnasech La'avodah Zarah. Shenisnasech La'avodah Kochavim. Ustam Yenam Nibaylan B'Gemara. The Gemara is going to deal with the issue, what about Stam Yenam? What about the schar you get for working with Stam Yenam? But when it's Yayin Nesach Mamish, then we're going to say Scharo Aser. But the Mishnah says, Sachru Lasol Simo Malach Acheres, let's say you're hired to do something else for the non-Jew. Afal pisha amrlo haver lichavis shel yai nesach makom lemakom scharo mutter. Even though while on the job he might say to you, do me a favor, grab that barrel for me, bring it from here to there, even though that's not your job at all, it's not part of your job description. You're the accountant. You do something totally different. It's not, but he asks you to do him a favor and to help him out with schlepping a barrel. Then the wages that you get for whatever your job is are mutter, because presumably because you're not getting paid for that job. You're not getting paid for schlepping the barrel from one place to the other. You're getting paid for whatever it is that you were hired to do. Now there's a difficult lashon of Rashi over here. Rashi writes, even though the wages that you're getting are not for that malacha acheres. So what does the Rashi mean? That the wages you're getting are not for that malacha acheres? Yes, they are. Aren't the wages that you're getting for the malacha acheres that you were hired for? Isn't that the whole point? And isn't that why it's in fact mutter? So in the Sefer Shoshanim L'David, he says that this must be a Tal Sofer in Rashi. It must mean scharu mutter de igra diyav le mishum malacha acheres. That you take out the word lo, and it changes the whole complexion of Rashi. That it's the wages that you're getting are for that malach acheres, and because it is for that malach acheres, that's exactly why it's mutter. And also Rashi doesn't indicate exactly where the Gemara is mefarish this very well, and it's hard to figure out exactly what he's referring to when he talks about the Gemara saying that the wages that they give you are not for the malach acheres. Okay, so the Mishnah then says another halacha, hasochres achamar lahavi ala yayin nesach schara aser. A person rents a donkey to schlep his yayin nesach, so the payment, the rental payment for the donkey is going to be aser. Sachra leishiv ala afal pishe niyachavid kachavim legino aleha schara mutter. But if he rents the donkey just to sit on, even though he ends up putting his legino, what's legino? So on the side it says pirush kadim gedolim, large jugs of yayin nesach. So even though he ends up utilizing the animal to help schlep yayin nesach also, but primarily he rents it to transport himself, just for himself to sit on, then schara mutter. Then the wages of the rental payments are going to be mutter. Fine, that is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my time is schara wasa. Let's go back to the original case of the Mishnah. You hire a worker to work with Yai Nesach, or a non-Jew hires a worker to work with Yai Nesach. So the halacha is the wages, the money that you pay that worker is aser. So why? Why is the money that you pay that worker aser? Ile mahol v'yai nesach aser ba'na scharu nami aser. If you want to tell me, well, Yai Nesach, we know is Aser Bahana, and anything that's Aser Bahana, you're not allowed to get paid to work with, that's called getting Hana from the item. That's not the typical way of getting Hana from something. Normally we say something's Aser Bahana, it means that you can't sell it, you can't eat it, you can't enjoy it, you can't smell it, whatever kind of Hana might be involved. Usually it's direct Hana from the item. Over here, you're not getting Hana from the item. You're getting Hana from the owner of the item. He's giving you money. He's giving you money for something that you're doing to the item. So it's not a normal type of hana'ah. So it's a bit of a leap. It's a bit of a jump from saying isra hana'ah to saying that you're not allowed to get schar from working with it. So the Gemara says, but if you want to say the reason you're not allowed to get paid and the reason your payments from Yayin Esachar Aser is because it's Aser Bahana'a, but is that really true of every Iser Hana'a? Hare Arla Vekile Akerem Dasurim Bahana'a. Arla, tree planted in the first 3 years, the fruit produced from a tree planted in the first 3 years, or Kile Akerem are both Aser Bahana'a, Utnan, and yet we have a Mishnah in Mesechus Kiddushin, Machron Vekidish B'demeyan, that if you go and you sell Arla, you sell Kilei Akerem, you get paid for it, you get money for it, and use that money to be Mekadesh and Isha, the Isha is Mekadeshes. Now, if we're going to say that it's Aser, then the Kiddushin shouldn't work if you're going to say that it's Aser. Right? Rashi says, Alma Yisurei Anah, Demein Mutarin. Sounds like Yisurei Anah, the money you get for Yisurei Anah is Mutar. V'kolshkein Tzchar Pulaso. So for sure, the money you get paid for working with Yisurei Anah, because think about it, the Arla Kilei Akerem that you sell, you're actually getting paid directly for the Arla and Kilei Akerem. That money should be much worse than the money that you get paid for schlepping Yayin Esach from one place to another. You're not selling the Yayin Esach, so it should be much, much worse in the case of the Arla and Kilei Akerem. And yet we still say that money's okay, that money is the Ishus Mukadeshus with it. If you look at Tosfos says, Mashma Habagufa Arla Asa Lekadesh. The implication of that Mishnah is that if you sell Arla and you have money, now you're allowed to be Mekadesh with that money. But if you have actual Arla, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh with the Arla itself. Now, why would it not work for Kiddushin? Because it's worthless. It's not worth the Shava Pruta. No one's allowed to get Hana from it, so if it's not worth the Shava Pruta, you haven't. That's one question that every Masada Kiddushin asks under the Chuppah. They show the ring to the two Ede Kiddushin, and they say, does this look like it's worth a Shava Pruta? The other question is, did you buy the ring, right? That's the other thing that we ask, because he has to own it as well. I was just Masada Kiddushin at a wedding, and I asked, they gave me a ring. A little boy walks up to the chuppah with the ring. So I take the ring out of the thing. I say to the chassan, did you buy this ring? And he said, yes, absolutely. And then we're about to get underway, and the chassan's father notices it's the wrong ring. That's the ring that the kala was going to give to the chassan later on for him to have a wedding band. So he said, no, that's not the ring. So we found the ring, and I said, okay, did you buy this ring? You lied to me about the other one. You didn't buy the other one. So the questions are actually serious questions. It's not something that you're just supposed to, you know, say the right answer to. You're supposed to say what's actually the factually correct answer to those questions. But anyway, that's the fundamental question everyone asks. Is it worth the Shava Pruta? So the Arla is not worth the Shava Pruta, and that's why you can't be Mekadesh with Arla. So Frank tells us, V'kasha b'gufa nami ika Shava Pruta b'shalo k'derech hana'asan. Wait a second. Peros of Arla are worth the Shavaputa as long as you don't use them in the normal way. You're not allowed to get Hana'a from Peros of Arla when being used in the normal way. But if you use it in an abnormal way, that's Mutter. Or to use the ashes of them once they're burnt. So if those ashes are worth a Shava Pruta, then you're allowed to use that. So he says, no, the word is that since, so long as it's still intact, you're not allowed to sell it. So too, it's not because it's not worth a Shava Pruta, but just like it's usher to sell it, it's also usher to be Mekadesh a woman with it. That's considered as if it's a sale when you give it to be Mekadesh a woman. And you're getting a no when you're Mekadesh a woman with it. So one of the things that we derive from Kicha Kicha Misteafron, which is most famously where we derive the idea of Kesef Kiddushin from the fact that Kesef Asada Kach Mimeni, Avram Avinu buying the Ma'aris HaMachpelah from Ephron. So one of the other halachas that we derive from there is that what you use to buy or to pay for the Kesef that you use for Kesef Kiddushin has to be the kind of Kesef or the kind of Shava Kesef that theoretically you could use to buy other things. And since you're not allowed to use Arla to buy other things, so mainly you're not allowed to use Arla to be Mekadish Nisha with. So Tosas, it's an interesting yisod that the idea of the Isra of using Arla to be Mekadish Nisha is nothing to do with it not being worth the Shavu Pruta. It might be worth the Shavu Pruta. It's simply that if it's Asr Ba'anan, you're not allowed to buy things with it, you're not allowed to be Mekadish Nisha with it either. But anyway, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara has this question, why is it that the payment you get for schlepping barrels of Yayin Esach is Asr? Don't tell me that since it's Asr Ba'anan, they make the Schar also Asr, because we don't say the same by Arla and by Kilei Akerem. You're allowed to be Mekadish Nisha with payment that you get, with money that you get for Arla and Kilei Akerem. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, hol v'tofes es dam of kavodos kochavim. The reason that you're not allowed to enjoy the money that you get for working with Yayin Nesach is because the status of Yayin Nesach transfers over onto the money that you get paid, just like Avodah Zarah itself. Rashi explains, "Dikivon dinisnasech lavodus kachavim, harei kavodus kachavim." Since, again, we're not talking about stam yenim, we're talking about wine that was actually used for Avodah Zarah. So since it was used for Avodah Zarah, it now has the status of Avodah Zarah. Didameha asurin, and its money, the money becomes asur, kadamar, and kol shata mahayim imenu, hareu kumohu, that anything that comes about because of it is like it. Vikihechi didamav asurin, schar pulasa nami asur. So just like, and then you still have to make that leap, that just like the money that you'd get paid for it, meaning the money if you were to sell it, that money would be Aser, so too, the money you get paid for working with it is also Aser. Frak the Gemara, but is that true? Anything that's tofes is dumb of, you're not going to be allowed to get paid for working with either. Vare shviyas to tofes es estameha, shviyas is tofes es dumb of, meaning when you sell shmita produce, the money itself takes on the status of Shemitah, utnan, and yet we say in the Mishnah, ha'omer l'pa'ol, if a person says to his worker, heilach dinar zeh, l'kot li bo yerek, here, take this money, and do me a favor, pick for me a vegetable, hayom, today, scharo aser, then the schar is going to be aser, then, because that's a lashon of mecher, that's a lashon of selling it to him, meaning you're telling, he's buying that yerek from you, so that's going to be aser. Lekot li yerek hayom, scharo mutter, but if he uses a lashon of schirus, that not lekot li bo yerek, but lekot li yerek hayom, do me a favor and pick for me vegetables, and he throws some money at you, but doesn't use the word bo, so it's not that he's buying the yerek from you, he's hiring you to do the work. So if he's hiring you to do the work with Shemitah produce, mutter, that money is going to be mutter. So you see that what we've been assuming, that there's an equation between the money you get for selling these usher items and the money you get for working with these usher items, is not true. There is no such equation. The two are not at all the same. When it comes to Shemitah produce, the money you get for selling Shemitah produce in a chinami would have a status of Shemitah. The money you get for working with Shemitah produce would not have the status of Shemitah. So how can we say that when it comes to the money you get for working with Yayin Nesach, since it's tofes as dumb, if you were to sell it, the money you get for working with it would also be asur? There's no such equation. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, knasu shekansu chacham b'chamarin b'yayin nesach. It must be that there's a special knas in place for chamarin, for people who hire out donkeys to work with Yayin Nesach, and for people who themselves work with Yayin Nesach. It's a special knas. Don't look for a parallel in Hilchas Shemitah. Don't look for a parallel in Hilchas Arla v'Kilei Akerem. Special knas specifically for these areas of halacha. If you look at Tosfos, l'kot li'yerek hayom scharu mutter, pirish tavi kamos sachro lilkot mitzios she'inei l'dmei perishviyas. That in the case where the guy gives you money and says, do me favor, pick some produce, what he's saying is, I'm not buying the produce from you, I'm hiring you to pick the produce, similar to paying him to pick up metzios for him, to actually find lost objects for him and to bring them to him, where it's not considered that he's paying you for the item, he's paying you for the work. So fractosos vim tomar honey chalaman diamra magbiya metzia lechaveiro kana chaveiro. So that works out really great. If when I pick up a metzia for somebody else, that somebody else is the one who's kona the metzia. So I'm never selling him this object. I'm just picking it up on his behalf. It's ki'ilu. He's picking it up and he's just paying me for the work. That works out great. Elaman diamra delo kana chaveiro imkain zeh malaket kana mukshnosim dal bayis bedinu zehnim someon lamochal perishvias. But if you hold that a magbiya metzia lechaveiro lo kana chaveiro, that when I pick up a metzia for somebody else, that somebody else is not konit when I pick it up. I'm konit when I pick it up. When I give it to him, that's a matana. When I give it to him for money, that's a mecher. So then why is this okay over here? If this is a lashon, when the guy gives me money and he says, go pick me some vegetables, if that's a lashon of me picking up a metzia for him, so aren't I being konit those vegetables and then selling it to him when I go and give it to him? So shouldn't that be a problem of selling him peros shvias? Yeshlomer answers to us, it's a lochash of mocher, the yad pol, kiad balabayas dummy. Now, when I am a, there's one thing when I'm just going, picking up metzia, I'm walking down the street and I see a metzia and I say, oh, my friend would really love that metzia, I'm sure he would like that. So that, in a chinami, when I pick that up, I'm kone it. But if I've been hired by somebody to do something, so when whatever I do is considered as if it's the yad balabayas. Va'od yeshlomer, another possible answer, deshaini hasam damar lo kana chaveru ad shetavo metzia liyado. The Gemara over there says that when we say that if you pick up a metzia, the guy that you're picking it up for is not kone, the lashon is he's not kone until he gets the metzia. Vim yirtza magbia yachol lezakospa kodem shetavo lidei chavera, which means to say that if I decide not to give it to him, it's not stealing. If I see a metzia on the ground, I say my friend would love it, and I pick it up for him, and then before I give it to him, I decide, you know what, I'm going to keep it myself. That's okay, it's not stealing, because he hasn't been kone it until he actually gets it in his hands. But over here, when I pick it up, I'm not trying to make a kinyan. Even though I'm doing a maisa kinyan, without any das to make a kinyan, there is no kinyan. So I'm not trying mentally to make a kinyan. Mela, it's not mine. I'm trying to be koneh for somebody else. Granted, he may not be koneh yet until it comes into his hands, but I'm not koneh either. So it's not a problem of me taking the item and going and selling it to him. And that's why it's not a problem of perush shvias. Okay, the Gemara now in the first wide line. So we said that it was a special knas by chamarin, by yayin nesach, that even the money that you get paid to work with the Yayin Nesach or to hire out your donkey for working with the Yayin Nesach is aser. So Yayin Nesach Hadamran, Chamarin Maihi. So the Yayin Nesach is what we the example we just gave in our Mishnah. What is this case of Chamarin that we said that there's a special knas? Is that the case from our Mishnah also? Isn't that just another example of Yayin Nesach in the case of our Mishnah? So the Tanya, no, the case of Chamarin is as follows. The Brisa says as follows. Chamarin show you also in Malacha, Beperu Shvius, Scharan Shvius. If donkey riders do malacha with peros shvias, so their payment is considered to be shvias. My schar and shvias, what do we mean their payment is considered to be shvias? Ilem diavinu schar mi peros shvias. If you want to say that it means that you're allowed to pay them, they're allowed to get paid with peros of shvias, nimsezep parechovim peros shvias. But that's aser. That will turn out that you're paying your obligations, your debts, with peros of shvias. Vatorah Amran, the Torah is very clear about this. Li achla velo l'schara. The Torah says peros shvias are allowed to be eaten. If you buy Shemitah wine in the store, you're allowed to drink it. It's mutter to eat Shemitah produce. It's velo l'schara, but you're not allowed to do business with it. The guy is not allowed to sell it to you. That's the point. So you're not allowed to do business with it. So how could it be that you're allowed to be pareah, your chov, with peros shvias? You hire a donkey rider and you're going to pay him with peros shvias? That can't be. Ve'ela dekadosh scharon b'kedusha shvias. What it must mean is that it's a problem, that the payment that you give him takes on the status of kedushas shvias. So, frak the Gemara, mi kadosh, is that true? Va'tanya, we have a brisa. Ha'omer lepol helach dinar zel lekot li yarek hayom scharo muter lekot li yarek bo hayom scharo aser. Right, we just said that if you hire a worker, so if you say a lashon of mecher that he's selling it to you, so then it's going to be aser. Then the payment is going to have a din of peros shvias. But if it's a hire, if it's a lashon of I'm just hiring you to do a job and I'm paying you with this money, then the schar, that money that you get is going to be mutter. So do you mean to say that, doesn't that fly in the face of what we're trying to say now? We just tried to say that if I hire a donkey rider to help me out with Perul Shvius, the money that I pay him takes on the status of Kedusha Shvius. But that's money for payment for wages. That's not money that I bought Perul Shvius with. So that should not take on the status of Kedusha Shvius. Some rabbayim lo'olam yavinu le'schar mi Perul Shvius. Go back to the drawing board. It must be that the case is, like we said before, what the Bryce is trying to tell me is that you give it, you're allowed to pay his wages with actual payrus of Shavias. But we had a problem with that. What do we do about the fact that the Torah says that the payrus of Shavias are meant to be used to be eaten, but not to do business with? So it must be, you gave it to him, bitzad heter. What does that mean, bitzad heter? So Rashi writes, matnas chinam, that you gave it to him as a gift. It had nothing to do with the, he happened to have done work for you, but you gave it to him completely as a gift. It wasn't, didn't have a status of wages. Says Tosos, the Yav Niyalei B'tzad Heter Vim Tomar, Kivan the Yavlei B'tzad Heter, my area the Polim also in Beperu Shviyas Halalu, Afilu Hayu also Malacha Acheres, you mutal apart in Beperu Shviyas. If that were the case, that you just stop giving it as a gift, why is it that only if he works with these Perul Shviyas, you're allowed to take some of those Perul Shviyas and give it to him as a gift, even if he works as your accountant or your lawyer? You should be allowed to pay him with Perul Shviyas. If he does other work for you, if he's your electrician, you should be allowed to pay him with Perul Shviyas. What does it have to do with these, with the work he's doing with these Perus, if at the end of the day, what you're paying him is not for the job? It's because you're stam giving him a nice matana. So Tosfos answers, Yeshlom Dafka Kishaosin Amalacha Peperul Shviyas Atzman Oz Eino Nira Kinosin Tzchar Masha Parim Peperul Shviyas. It's only when he's working with these Perul Shviyas that it doesn't look so bad. It doesn't look like you're paying him for his wages with Perul Shviyas. Umishum Hachi Nakar Osa Malacha Peperul Shviyas V'Helim Le'Achlam Dafka T'Doma Shem Shal Shneim Yachal Le'Achla. Meaning when he does work with these with this produce, it makes it look like he's a baldaver. It makes it look like he's an owner of this produce. So if he does work with this produce, and you've done some stuff with this produce, and you both eat the produce, so then it looks like that, yeah, you're both, your joint ownership, there's joint ownership on the produce. It's not that you're paying him with it. But if he works as your electrician, and then you go and you pay him with the produce, that looks very much like, it's not just a gift, that looks very much like you're actually paying him for the work that was done, and that's not okay. It has to dafka be tzad heter, it has to dafka be that it's purely a gift. Kiditnan, like the Mishnah says, lo yomar adam l'chaveru, a person should not say to his friend, Halleli, peros halalu Yerushalayim lechalik. Bring these peros to Yerushalayim for me, and then you'll get a chalik of them. Because that's, we're not talking about peros shviyas over there. You know, there's no reason to bring peros shviyas to Yerushalayim. The peros that you need to bring to Yerushalayim are maaser sheni. Maaser sheni, the halacha is, you're allowed to eat it, but you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So let's say you have a hard time schlepping all the peros to Yerushalayim. So there is a mechanism to help you out. The mechanism to help you out is pidyon maaser sheni, where you pod it on money, but that's going to cost you, because you have to be mosif chomesh if you're going to be poda ma'aser sheni. So if you have $100 worth of produce, you're going to have to be poded on $125, and then you're going to have to schlep the $125 to Yerushalayim and spend all that on food and eat all that food while you're in Yerushalayim. You may not be spending that much time in Yerushalayim. You may not figure out a way to spend all that money on food in Yerushalayim. Some it's more than $125 if you can't figure out a way to spend it. But you know, the point is that whatever the money is going to be, so you don't want to do that. So you want to bring the actual peros themselves. So you tell a guy, look, do me a favor. You bring my peros, my sesheni to Yerushalayim, and you'll take some of those peros once we get there. So the Mishnah says, lo yomar adam l'chaveru, that is not an appropriate deal for a person to make with his friend. Aval omer lo halim le'ochlam l'shtosam b'Yerushalayim. But you can't say you'll take a chelek of this produce, but you can say, bring them up to eat them and drink them in Yerushalayim. V'nosan zelazem matana shel chinam. And then, v'lashon matana, that it's just going to be a gift. You'll get it as a matana shel chinam. That's okay. So you see that there is such a concept, that a matana shel chinam in such circumstances is okay. Even though it might look a little bit like you're paying him for a job that's done, when it's purely matana shel chinam, it's okay. If you look at Tosos, Halali Peros Yerushalayim Lechalek, Davi Kemocher Maaser Sheni. The problem is that it looks like you're selling Maaser Sheni, Va'asu Limkor Maaser Sheni, and you're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. Says Tosos, V'harbi Mishnayos Mochichos, V'mesechos Maaser Sheni, Dosu Lasso Schoru B'Maaser Sheni. It doesn't say in the Torah that you're not allowed to do Schoru with Maaser Sheni. So Tosos says, where do we learn that you're not allowed to do business with Maaser Sheni produce? He says, there are a lot of Mishnayos and Mesechos Maaser Sheni that indicate as such. And Mistama, anything that it's not being Mischalal on, that you're not turning the Maaser Sheni into Chulin with, is considered to be the kind of business transaction that's Aser. And Maaser Sheni can only be Mischalal on food or drink. Kedetran, Maaser Sheni nitin la'achila shtiya v'sicha. V'kasha, ta'atran b'sof perakam de Maaser Sheni, ein lochin mimos Maaser Sheni behema tmeya, mashma hamalbushin mutarin. But it says in Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to buy a non-kosher animal with money of Maaser Sheni, meaning once the Maaser Sheni itself has been mischalal. So the only thing Tosa said you're really allowed to buy with it is food. So Fractosos, but wait a second, the Mishnah Maaser Sheni says that you're not allowed to buy a behema tmeya with Maaser Sheni, clearly indicating that you are allowed to buy clothing, non-food items, with Maaser Sheni money. Votran hasam, v'lonasati men l'meis likach la'orim v'tachrichin, halachai dumya d'meis mutter. Plus it says you're not allowed to buy a coffin or clothing, a tachrichin for a meis, with Maaser Sheni money, implying that you can use the money to buy such similar items for a living person. Not a coffin, but a cabinet. Not a tachrichin, but clothing, a suit. Sounds like you're allowed to buy those items for a living person. So it says, every Mishnah that indicates that it's mutter to buy items other than fruit with Maaser Sheni is talking on a daraisa level, but that's not talking la halacha. Avle rabbanon asru kolin yaniskara lefi shemitzvah lasas men shlamim vaasru gam lefroa boskara poalim. But it's an isra midrabbanon to buy anything else with it, because it's a mitzvah to buy carbon shlamim and to eat the carbon shlamim with it, and it's asru therefore to pay your wages, to pay your workers with it. Vaadib isra yushlami shasru gamkin lechai dumi. When the Yerushalmi says that it's usher for a living person similar to a dead person, and quotes a pasuk that you're not allowed to buy clothing with Maaser Sheni, yeah, the pasuk that it's quoting is nasmachta bialma. It's not meant in the literal sense. There is a piece Rav Yosef Engel has in one of his farm where he tries to distinguish between the term asmachta and the term asmachta bialma. So he thinks that asmachta bialma is in even more tenuous connection to the pasuk. There's a famous machlokas Rambam Ritva, whether asmachta means that the Torah was really thinking of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking of this by putting it in the Torah, and it was just like a hint, a heads up to the rabbis to make a din, but it just doesn't have a status of a din dar. Raisa, or asmachta really just means a mnemonic. It's not the kavanah of the Torah was never at all for this halacha. So it's that the Rabbanu wanted to make a din. They wanted an easy way to remember it, so they used asmachta. So Rav Yosef Engel says they're both right. Depends whether it's asmachta or asmachta bialma. Asmachta bialma has no resemblance, living or dead, to anything the Torah wanted to say. Asmachta is the Torah giving a heads up to the Rabbanan to go and make a din. But anyway, I'm not sure if he says that all the Rishonim use the terminology in that way. Either way, it doesn't make a difference over here. The point is that it's not a din d'oraisa. That the din d'oraisa is you're allowed to buy other things with it. Midi Rabbanan, it's asir. Back in the Gemara now, Rava Amar. Rava Amar, Liolam de Kadosh Bikdusha Shvius. Again, where are we holding over here? The Gemara had said that we had a quoted a Braisa that if Chamarin do work with payroll Shvius, the schar that they get is Shvius. So we said, what does it mean the schar that they get is Shvius? So we had two possibilities. Number one, you're allowed to pay them with payroll Shvius, which we said was problematic because Liachlav lo l'schara, and then Abaye came along and defended it and said, yeah, you actually are allowed to pay them with payroll Shvius because it's just a matana. And then the other possibility that we brought up and previously rejected was that when you do pay them, that payment takes on the status of Kedusha Shvius. You pay them with cash, with other money. But that payment now takes on the status of Kedusha Shvius. But we asked, is that really true? We had a Brisa that told us that if you use a Lashon of hiring a worker when you hire them and not a Lashon of Mecher, that it should not take on the status of Kedusha Shvius. So Rava says, no, that answer was actually correct. Liolam de Kadosh be Kedusha Shvius. The payment does take on the status of Kedusha Shvius. Ud Kakashalach poel. Ah, you ask, but wait a second. When you hire a worker and you say, here, do me a favor, here's some money. Go pick for me some vegetables. That money does not take on the status of Kedusha Shviyas. So poel de lo nafesh igre lo kansu rabbanan. That's because all of this is talking on the rabbanan level. A poel doesn't get paid all that much. And since he doesn't make that much profit, the rabbanan didn't see a need to make a knas on him that the peros have the status of that the money that he gets has the status of Shviyas. But chamarin de nafesh igrayu, but donkey riders apparently get paid very well, and since they get a lot of money for it, kans rabbanan b'hu. The rabbanan thought it was worthwhile to make a knas. How much do they get paid? So Rashi says, Tosas Pirush for Rav Chitvei v'damu tvei l'schara. It's just that there's a greater profit margin, and therefore it's much more like schara. It's much more like business, as opposed to if you're just getting paid pennies. So that's not really like schara with the payros, since it's not that much money to begin with. But the chamarin, since they get paid so much, the rabbanon decided to make a knas. Umasnisin chumra di'ay nesach shayni. What about in our Mishnah, the person was a poel who's just doing work. He was not one of the chamarin. He was not a donkey rider. And in our Mishnah, we still said the money that you get paid for doing work with Yayin Esef is going to be aser. But I thought there's no great profit margin. We're not going to make any such knas. Yeah, but that's a chumra of Yayin Esef. Because it's Yayin Esef, it's not Shemitah produce. We're much more machmir when it comes to Yayin Esef. Fine. Says the Gemara, Yubayilhu, Sakhro the Stamyin and Mahu. So this is what we promised right away when we started the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you go and you are paid to work with Yayin Nesach, so that money that you get is going to be Aser. So we said, yeah, that's real Yayin Nesach. The Gemara is going to deal with what if you're hired to get you get paid to work with Stam Yenam. So that's the Gemara's Kasha right now. Scharol the Stam Yenam Mahu. Miyamim kivin di Sura Chamor kidi Yayin Nesach Scharol Nami Aser. Do we say since the Isser of Stam Yenam is treated in a very stringent way, like the Isser of Yayin Nesach itself, so the payment you get for working with Stam Yenim should also be Aser? Or should we say no? Since the Tuma of Stam Yenim is not the same as the Tuma of Yayin Esach, so maybe therefore it shows that it's on a lower level and of Iser, and the Iser should not transfer over to the money you get paid for working with it. What does it mean, Tumas and Kail? So Rashi reminds us of a Gemara we saw about 30 blad ago. Kedar Minun Be'in Ma'amidin, the Gemara says earlier in Daf Lamed, Shalosh Yenos Hein, Yayin Esach Asr Ba'na, Umetame tuma chamura b'kazayis. Yayin Esach is not only asr bana, it's metame b'kazayis. It has the status of tuma. Stam yenan asr bana, it is asr bana. Umetame tumas mashkin b'ravias, but only has the status of tumas mashkin to be metame b'ravias. It doesn't have the same high level tuma status of Yayin Esach, which is treated like a kazayis min ames. It's treated like a very serious level of tuma. So we want to know what's the key in determining whether the money that you get paid for working with it is going to be mutter or aser? Do we look at the iser status of the item, or do we look at the tuma status of the item to figure out what the status of the money that you get paid for working with it would be? If you look at Tosfos Scharul Stamien and Mahu Lechatila Vaday Aser Lestaker B'Stamien, and he says, look, we're not asking about whether you're allowed to do it. You're certainly not allowed to hire yourself out to work with Stamienam. K'damrin L'El D'lo Shari The question is whether the schar is mutter or not. If a Jew works for a non-Jewish wine company, that's a real problem. Or for a non-kosher wine company, that's a real problem. So that's not the question. You're not allowed to do it. The question is, once you get paid, are you allowed to then feed your family with that money? You did it, you didn't know, or you had it too hard to do it anyway. So now you got that money. Is there a knas on that money? That's the whole shaila. So says the Gemara Tashma. Let's bring a raya. Dehu gavra da agar arbe l'stam yenim. There was a guy who rented out his boat to be used for stam yenim. Yov lechiti ba'agra, and they gave him wheat as his payment for the rental payment for the boat. Asel kamed Rav Chista. So they came to Rav Chista to ask what to do with the wheat. Amale zil kalinu v'kavrinu. Unbelievable. He said, go burn it and bury it. Not just burn it or bury it, both. You have to burn it and then bury the ashes. So, frankly, Gemara, v'lemile badrinu, what do you have to bury it? Just once it's burnt, why don't you just scatter the ashes? So, asu l'idei takala. No, we're afraid that if the ashes are still left around, it's going to come l'idei takala, because someone's going to come and collect it and use it for something. So, v'lekalinu v'libadrinu, so says, oh, I'm sorry, the Gemara wasn't asking, why don't you scatter the ashes? We're asking, why don't you just scatter the wheat? Throw the wheat up in the air, let the wind blow it all over the place, it'll get messy, and then that will be done, you won't use it anymore. So Gemara says, no, asu l'idei takala. If you have wheat lying all over the place, someone could easily come pick up that wheat, wash it off, and use it. And they're gonna go make themselves a nice bread with the wheat. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So don't just scatter the wheat around. Burn it and scatter it. So if you burn it and scatter it, shouldn't that be good? No, then we're afraid that the ashes are going to be used as zevel. They're going to be used to cause a field, to help a field grow, and we don't want anyone to get any arna from it whatsoever. So it says, well, okay, v'lik brinu be'nayu. Why do you need to burn it before burying it? Why don't you just bury it? Bury it as is. No one's going to be able to come collect it because it's buried underground. It's not going to be used as manure for a field. So just bury it as is. So says Gemara, Milo Tanan, doesn't say in the Mishnah after all, Echad Evan Sheniskal Bo, Vechad Eitz Shenitla Alav, Vechad Saif Shenereg Bo, whatever utensil the Beis Din uses to kill a person, Vechad Suda Shenechnech Bo, Kulam Nikbar Mimo, it's Asr Bahana, the utensils used to kill the person in Misas Beis Din, they're all Asr Bahana, so what do? You bury them. It doesn't say anything about burning them first. We don't burn it and then bury it, we just bury it. So why over here is it not good enough to bury it? You rented out the boat to be used for Yai Nesach, the money that you got, the wheat that you got paid for that, you have to burn and bury, why not just bury? And so Gemara, Hasam de Kakavri Bebedina Mucha Milsa Daruge Bezdin Ninu. Over there, when it's talking about Haruge Bezdin, and you're burying the items that you use to execute the murderers, since you're burying it in the Bezdin, so it's very evident that this was dedicated for Haruge Bezdin. Hachalo Mucha Milsa, but over here, there's nothing indicating that it was, that there was any problem with this item. If you go and you just find some wheat buried, you have no idea why it was buried. You think, oh, great, fine. Amar inish gana vayisi kavracha. What you figure is someone must have stolen this wheat, buried it here to come back for it later, and now I'm the lucky one that I found it, so it's mine now. You're not going to think for a second that you're dealing with something that's asur bahana when something is buried in the Beis HaKvaros behind Beis Din. So then you'll realize you're dealing with something that's asur bahana. So that's why it was critical to both burn it and to bury it. A number of interesting Tosfos in over here. The Agrila Arbi the Stam Yenim. Tosfos says, what was the case? You rented out your boat to be used for Stam Yenim. Tema, my raya mevi me arbal le poel, shiny hasam de nafesh igre vidami le chamarin. He says, we're trying to prove that when you hire yourself out to work with Stam Yenim, that it's usher. But we just got through making a distinction between a poel and someone who makes a lot of money, like a chamar, someone who hires himself out as a donkey rider. And we said that a poel doesn't really make all that much money. So we said, yeah, but probably by a poel we make it a knas anyway because it's Yayin Esach. We're trying to prove that now. That how do we know that by a poel we're going to make such a knas because it's Yayin Esach even though he doesn't make that much money? And where do we prove it from? Someone rents out a boat. But when you rent out a boat, isn't that more like a chamor where you make a lot of money? So how does that prove anything? So Tosfos says, Yeshlomar, kiloa yaschar ki ma'at, lavar nar kat vavi kapoel. It must be, you have to make an ukimta, that when you're renting out the boat, it's just a little ferry boat that's going to take you over a small river, and it's the kind of thing where you don't make a lot of money on it anyway, and therefore it's more like a poel, because otherwise the Gemara doesn't read straight one line to the next. The Gemara is sosir itself. Also, l'klin of livdarinu, the Gemara said that what you need to do is burn it and bury it. So the Gemara asks, why not burn it and scatter it? What do you have to burn it and bury it for? Pirush below Bei Kivri, without actually burying it in a Beis HaKvaros, umeshani asil zavlo. And the Gemara answers, no, then we're afraid it's going to be used as manure. It's going to help a field grow. V'hadlo parach hadar parach. Why doesn't the Gemara follow up with another question? V'l'klin of livdarinu Bei Kivri. How about burning it and scattering it in the Beis HaKvaros? Instead of burying it in the Beis HaKvaros, it's not mezavel anything in the Beis HaKvaros. You're not growing anything in the Beis HaKvaros. So just scatter it in a place that's not growing anything. There's not, you can't say that it's asil zabel in the Beis HaKvaros. That you take the dirt and throw it on the kvarim and then it's gone forever. He says, no, it's not necessarily gone forever when you put it on kvaros. The dirt and the ashes that are on a kever are not asr bahana. When it's a kever binyan, when it's an above-ground kever that's built into a wall or something, the dirt that you put on it is asr bahana. But the afar of the ground that's on top of dead people that are buried 6 feet underground is not asr bahana. And it sounds weird to us, but the Gemara says, v'chein mashm sanhedrin perak ni gemara din, the Gemara in sanhedrin daf mem zayin, Kivrei derav havushakli minei afra liishta bas yoma. The Gemara says, like, who would ever think of this Gemara? But the Gemara says that the Kivrei de Rav, they will go to the kever of Rav, and they would take some dirt from there to treat fevers that were one day old, that apparently was therapeutic. How can you do that? Isn't that getting hana from the kever? Apparently there's no isra hana from the kever. There's an isra hana from Mason. From the Mason himself, there's an isra hana. But from a kever that's an underground kever, there's no isra hana from the kever. Then Tosel says, the Gemara had said, no, we're afraid that if you scatter the ashes around, asilus vule, it's going to come and allow for growth in those fields. So Fractosel says, Tomer, Mabekach, so what? Ha'paskin lel krabiosi, damar zevzagar muter, tavi zevel dias rekarka deheter. What's causing the produce to grow? It's a combination of whatever you're being mezavel the field with, plus the karka of the field itself. That's called zevzegorim, and we paskin zevzegorim is mutter. That when there are two different things causing the growth, and only one of the causations are an iser, so then it's going to be mutter. So we're choshesh for the shita that holds that even zevzegorim is going to be a problem. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. It says the Gemara Vayter. We left off, yeah, about 10 lines on the bottom of the page. Debe Rabbi Yanai, right, in the house of Rabbi Yanai, Yazfi Peri Shvi Me'anim Uparluhu B'Shminis. So what they did is as follows. They, before the Zman HaBir, they would borrow Peri Shvi'is from Anim, and they would pay them back the following year, in the eighth year, meaning the Perush Shvius, the point of Shemitah year, is that anyone could go into any field and go take the produce. So Aniyim really had a leg up. I can't go into my own field and take more than I need. So Aniyim would come in, it had to be open. Aniyim would come in, they would take all the produce out of my field. So they'd end up having more produce than me. So if I wanted Peros from them, what I could do is as follows. I could ask them for Peros, they'll give it to me, and I'll tell them, don't worry, this will be worth your while. And I pay them back next year, in the eighth year, when they don't have a million fields open to them where they could just walk right in and take whatever they want, where everything is not hefker to them, so they're going to really need food, so it's a good deal for them. They're going to want to have something to eat next year. So by the Bay Rabbi Yanai, they used to do that l'chadchila. They'd take food from the Aniyim this year and pay them back next year. Asu Amru Leil Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan what was going on, that this is what they were doing. Amru Luhu Yavasein Avdin. He said, yeah, that's fine. Totally okay to do that. If you look at Rashi, Yavasein Avdin, Kivan Dei Yishayta Lohavu Hanach Be'en V'lo Ichlufei Hani Bahani. Since at the time that you take the fruit from them in the seventh year, your eighth year produce doesn't yet exist in this world, it's not considered that you're trading one for the other, that you're trading the fruit of this year for the fruit of the next year, because the fruit of the next year isn't here yet. So the Kedusha Shviyas is not therefore chal on the fruit that you're exchanging it for. And in a similar case of Esnan, it would also be mutter. If a man sleeps with a woman who's a zona, and then he gives her Esnan, that's mutter, that doesn't have the status of Esnan. We'll see exactly what that means. If a guy pays her but doesn't have bia with her, or doesn't pay her but has bia with her, so then it's going to be mutter. The payment is going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? He pays her but doesn't have bia with her? The payment is mutter. He has bia with her but doesn't pay her? The payment is mutter? What's that talking about? Nasan lavalo baaleha, Pshita. Look, if you gave her money and you didn't have bia with her, you just felt bad. Nebuch, the woman has to hire her body out, so you felt bad, and you just gave her money and you gave her tzedakah. So that's nice. You gave her tzedakah. What's that? That's not esnan. That's not. Of course, it's mutter. You gave her a gift. Okay, you may want to hang out with better characters to give gifts to, but that you gave her a gift. It has nothing to do with it. Why would that be aser? Vesu baalavlonasanla. Hello, Yavlov Lamidi. If you were Boiler and you didn't give her anything, you didn't give her anything. So what are we talking about? That the stuff you gave her is mutter? There's nothing. It's imaginary. Lo Yavlov Lamidi. If you keep it lo nasna, mayas nana mutter. What does it even mean that the esnan is mutter? Elachikamer, what it must mean to say is, nasna va'acharkach ba'aleha, o ba'aleha va'acharkach nasna esnan mutter. That if you paid her later, that you were Boiler and then did not pay her right away, you paid her at a later date, or you paid her much earlier, and then you were Boiler, that's when it's going to be Mutter. Meaning that's the parallel to our case. You have the produce of Shemitah, you take the produce of Shemitah from the Aniyim, and you pay them much later. So that those payrolls that you give them the following year do not take on the status of Shemitah produce itself. Okay, we're going to stop here. There's a lot more to discuss, a few important toasts in here, and we'll continue with the Esnan discussion, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.